And I know one morning he'd get up early and go, and before day, and he had killed two big gobblers at one shot. They were standing up in this row, you see, of peanuts, and they heard the noise, heard him, and they looked up, and when he shot and killed two gobblers at one shot. But he liked to hunt, and he would get up early, you know, and go and kill squirrels and things like that.
Your father raised
Grew
cotton.
Yeah. He grew, that was long then. They didn't have this short cotton, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Not very much. They had to use that long staple cotton, and it didn't open up until frost selling.
Yeah.
And it was hard to pick, but it made a big stalk too, high, you know. Mm-hmm. And then later, they quit growing that long staple cotton and went to grow in the short staple, because short cotton they call it.
Close to the ground?
Yeah.
And who would do the picking?
Well, all of us, the whole family, and everybody that, of course, he had several families that lived on the farm that farmed for him, and they picked too. Everybody worked.
He furnished them the houses, and they would do work.
They worked on halves.
Uh-huh.
They got half of the meal.
What about this big tobacco area?
When
were they farming tobacco?
Oh, no.
When did the tobacco?
Well, tobacco wasn't farmed in this county until, it must have been long about 1924.
Really, that
long? Yeah. It was very little bit grown, I know, before then, just maybe just a little, if there was any grown before then.
Up until then, it was just cotton?
Cotton and corn and peanuts and stuff like that.
And
they didn't sell the peanuts, they just grew them for feed.
Yeah.
And the corn too, they didn't sell the corn, they just grew it for feed.
When the tobacco came in, did people start farming it instead of cotton?
They grew the cotton too, and started growing the tobacco, and before they had the support price on the tobacco, everybody grew all they wanted, you know, and they just didn't get anything for it. And at that time they had to cook it with wood. You had to fire it, you know, keep the heat up in it to cook it, and so there was no cookers, you know, no gas or nothing like that then to cook the tobacco. And you didn't get no price for it. 10 and 15 was a high price, 15 cents a pound, long then. And everybody was growing a lot, you see. But after they got the price control on it, and you know, and then have it allotted for the price went up. And then they got more export on it too, you see, to export and tobacco.
I wanted to ask you about some of the Easter and we talked about Christmas, but some of the holidays, what kind of would you have much festivity that you have this year and all that?
No, we wouldn't have.